Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you know who these guys are?
No clue.
Give me just a little more time.
What does that have to do with the state here?
Everything's Tuesday. Get it? It's Tuesday. Right now it's 54. What? There's nothing wrong with that. You're trying to set a mood.
You're playing something by that group, and it's that? It's not just Gimme Just a Little More Time?
No, because that's been played to death.
Classic song.
Been played to death.
All right, waiting patiently on the phone to talk to us is
sorry
Scott Bates.
Hear that, Scott.
Connecticut Port. I'm sorry, Scott Bates, Connecticut Port Authority Chairman. Scott, good morning. How are you?
You guys got to do a little better on the intro.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you. Thank you very much, Scott. Somebody taking my side.
Next time we book you, we'll ask you, you know, what song you'd like to
bring.
No,
we got to. You know what? He needs to be like a baseball player with a walk-up song.
That's what I mean.
Everything's Tuesday's not a song. Well, all right, let's get to the story, Scott, which is recently the state reached a harbor development agreement, $93 million investment at State Pier, and I know this is something that warms the cockles of your heart.
Well, it really is, because it's about jobs and getting the clean energy industry to the shores of Connecticut and rebuilding our infrastructure. And that price tag is big, but let me just assure people that of that, only $10 million is new state money, and that's guaranteed if a certain number of jobs are created. So we have mostly private investment in this. And I don't know if folks know, but if you drive across the Gold Star Bridge on your way to the beaches down near New London, we own State Pier, and the Connecticut Port Authority was created about 3 years ago to try to get the maritime economy moving in this state. And State Pier has been really underutilized close to a century. We get one to two ships in there a month. In New Haven, there are about 20 a month, to give you an idea of the difference. So we were charged with trying to get that place going, and sometimes it's timing and opportunity and better lucky than good, and I think we were lucky, and I think we were good. We put aside $25 million in bonding funds from about the last 2 years. We kind of saved those. We took that to the marketplace and said, hey, everybody out there, 64 firms we talked to around the world, who would like to run this place and who can give us the best deal? And we have Gateway Partners, who Gateway Terminal are our partners down in New Haven, so a Connecticut-based company. And then they brought to us the wind power companies that we just announced last week that we have a harbor development agreement where they're going to put in funds necessary to build that port into a 21st century port that is going to be a hub for the wind power industry.
So it wouldn't just be used, though, as a hub for supplying, maintaining the turbines, but it could be used for other things, could it not?
Yeah, so what we've agreed to is that when you think of it as campaigns, they call it, when you go out to build these wind turbines and you base them and bring the component parts in, there are time periods between that when there aren't campaigns, and so the pier can be used for maximum profit for other kinds of cargo. The good news about this is the partner that we have in New Haven is also able to accept other cargoes. So any other cargoes that might have gone into New London, if the wind campaign is going on, those can go to Connecticut ports as well. So Connecticut keeps the business and gets a whole new industry on our shores.
How much support, Scott, have you had from the private industry in this?
You know, it's been, I'm not great at math, but I would say it's close to, at the end of the day, it could be between a match and 2-to-1 in private support.
That's good.
To public money. Right. So it's a very significant investment by Eversource and Ørsted. Eversource here in Connecticut, and Ørsted is the largest wind power company in the world. And what is most exciting to me, I think, is as a native of southeastern Connecticut, is we can attract advanced manufacturing jobs and industries here, so building the component parts over the long term, because suppliers want to be near where you're putting those things together.
Hey, Scott, a question here. You know, so much of shipping now is containerized. And so you unload the containers, you put them on the back of a truck, the truck hauls them somewhere, or you can put them on a train. Would we be doing stuff like that as well? Because that is where the shipping is now.
It is, but we have big competition down in New York, New Jersey, and in Boston. So we're looking for the markets that we can dominate and win. And we are, believe it or not, Connecticut is winning when it comes to the wind power industry, and we've done that with this deal. And we're looking for other opportunities. New Haven, we're looking to dredge the port there so that a new class of ships can come in, making the kind of things you're talking about potentially possible. And we're looking at Bridgeport, too, for opportunities. So, you know, good days ahead here in Connecticut. We're trying to look for creative ways to leverage that private money because we know that the state is kind of half-tapped out here. And we this deal that we've announced guarantees, you know, about a 20-year time horizon of new jobs and new investment. And at the end of the day, Connecticut keeps this asset. So all that private money kind of rebuilds the port. And it stays in the hands of the people of Connecticut.
Well, and that's the way the system should work, right?
I think so. And I think we're going to have to look for more of those kind of creative solutions going forward. I mean, that's just the way it is nowadays because people are strapped. And, you know, we looked at all of this and said, can we look people in the eye and say that we're doing all we can to get jobs created and to rebuild our infrastructure while bringing a clean energy industry to our shores? And we said, yep, we're feeling pretty good about that deal.
Are you still wearing your UVA t-shirt after they've won the national championship?
Believe it. Class of 90 something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're talking to two guys who are class of no class. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know what? This sounds great. And congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a win-win for the state of Connecticut.
Well, we've got great partners, and it wouldn't be possible without the legislature and the governor and the people of Connecticut who put the resources in, and we owe them all we can do. So thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Scott Bates, the chairman of the Connecticut Port Authority. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Have fun in Stonington.
Now, what song could you play? Chairman of the board. Give me just a little more time.
I could play that, but I hate that song.
Why?
Because I played it 8 million times in my career.
Just because you were a disc jockey for 85
Give
years.
Just a little more time. Plus, it's a cold open.
Yeah, so you can't talk it up.
See, that makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
Of course, I just barely made it with that other thing.
Well, it's because
I had to cheat, stop early. Sorry, I shortchanged you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.